A project to restore an historic theater in western Massachusetts is getting a financial boost from the state. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker stood in the musty-smelling lobby of the Paramount Theater on North Main Street in Springfield Wednesday to announce the state will put $2.5 million toward a project to completely refurbish the decaying one-time vaudeville house.
We are really looking forward to seeing this project bloom, to see it be a success, and to see it become one more great example of what the city of Springfield, looking forward, is all about.
The plan is to fully restore the Paramount Theater into a 1,750-seat performing arts venue. The adjoining Massasoit building, which dates to 1875, will be redeveloped into an 85-room hotel. Baker said the project is another indicator that Springfield is moving in the right direction.
It is a really big statement about the fact that people are buying in to what's going on here. And I think that, first of all, is a great thing and a great sign and a big signal.
The project's being spearheaded by the New England Farm Workers Council, the nonprofit that purchased the Paramount Theater block in 2011. Herbie Flores, the Farm Workers Council CEO, said the proximity to Union Station is key to making the redevelopment a success.
Because we already have the people coming to the train. They'd be coming down here. They'd be going to the casino. And hopefully we will do the hotel. We will do the hotel, and we will do this place for entertainment. So again, the vision is there.
The project has a total price tag estimated at $41 million. Last year, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development awarded a $3.6 million loan guarantee to the city as part of the financing that also includes private investment and tax credits for historic preservation. Work has already started to replace the roof to prevent further water damage inside the building. Full construction is expected to start in June 2019 and take up to 2 years to complete, according to Flores.
We have a whole thing assembled already, and we are looking to put a lot of things together to go forward. We just want to go as soon as possible in this project.
The renovated theater and new hotel are expected to employ more than 250 people. Part of the mission of the Farm Workers Council is to provide employment opportunities for minorities and low-income people.
When I came over here, people give me opportunity. This is putting something back into our system.
The state money for the Paramount Theater project was included in a $600 million economic development bond bill passed by the state legislature last session, but it was up to the Baker administration to decide whether to spend the money. Jay Ash, Secretary of Housing and Economic Development, said in every conversation he had with Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and members of the city's legislative delegation, they said the restoration of the Paramount Theater was a top priority.
We're really grateful to be a part of what's happening here today. And dare I say, with all of you around here, Governor, I hope you don't mind me saying this, we're all in on downtown Springfield.
Several legislators, all of them Democrats, spoke at Wednesday's funding announcement and praised the Republican governor who's running for a second term. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.